Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and PowerTee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
B-Pod Studios.
And now, I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mast.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B. Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mast.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell out for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
11. Your New York Giants. They have some needs.
Man.
They have some needs as well. Offensively, defensively.
They do.
Special teams probably too.
I'm going with a trade here.
You're trading back.
I'm trading back.
Gettleman's pulling off a trade.
I think this is one spot they might be able to pull off a trade. And you know who's moving up?
No.
The New England Patriots.
Oh, boy.
Oh, baby. Because they're going to take Jalen Waddle.
They just got all the wide receivers in free agency.
So they're going to add another weapon to the group here. They're going to add their Julian Edelman slot, big playmaker type guy to their offense and give Cam just weapons galore.
So yesterday, Peter King had the Patriots taking Devontae Smith at 15 as the Heisman Trophy winner falls in his mock draft. Chris Sims there, NBC Sports, doesn't even wait for Devontae Smith at 15. He has the Patriots trading up to 11 to take their teammate Jalen Waddle. Are you scoffing, Murray?
Yeah, I heard this clip played with Zoe and Beadle, and I swore in my car because I liked it up until the point where he says, more weapons for Cam Newton. And that's where I said, effing gross. It's gross. You would move up to take Jalen Waddle, who, you know, in a real offense with a real quarterback, could be like a Tyreek Hill type. But Cam Newton sucks, and he's washed up, and he can't throw, so that would be a complete waste.
I don't want a receiver in the first round. Did I say this yesterday?
Yes.
I don't want a receiver in the first round. And I'll tell you what, I further don't want, the way Chris Sims explained it, well, this is a Julian Edelman replacement. Let me get this straight. You're going to take a slot guy now in the first round? That's what you're going to do? And I understand this, you know, this guy's probably more of a hybrid than Edelman was. But that's what you're going to go for? Troy Brown, eighth round. Murray, you know who got picked in the eighth round last year?
Nobody.
It doesn't exist, Murray. They got rid of the eighth round.
Yeah,
that's gone.
Yeah.
Troy Brown, eighth round. Wes Welker, undrafted. Julian Edelman, seventh round.
Quarterback.
Okay, So my point is, slot receiver is something you can find later in the draft. It totally is something you can find later in the draft. So that one I'm fine with waiting. Quarterback, no. Slot receiver, yes. Now you're going to take a slot receiver in the first round?
You're not giving away picks and mortgaging the future to move up and get players for Cam effing Newton.
No.
So that piece, too, I'm with you 100%. Trade up for a weapon for Cam Newton? No. 1,000 times no. But let me tell you something, Maz. These receivers, I like the profile of almost every one of them.
Yeah, and the Patriots will pick the one who sucks.
You know, I went on yesterday.
Want to bet?
About Devontae Smith and, you know, him being able to play inside, outside. He's a route runner. He's a smaller guy, not one of these big outside receivers that just run the boundary and go get jump balls. Like, I don't like those guys. I like the guys that run sideways versus straight line. I like three cone drill. I like hands, footwork. I like those kind of receivers. It feels like most of these guys fit that mold. I talk about how small, I mean, everyone talks about how small Devontae Smith is. Jalen Waddle's smaller. He's 5'10".
Yep.
5'10", 182. Now, maybe a little bit heavier than Devontae Smith, but shorter anyway, a couple inches shorter. And Waddle has a lot of the same skills. It's like, oh, I like these guys. I like these guys.
Great.
I don't need the big outside. Those guys bore me. I think they're easily shut down. I don't need one of those.
Mike, I like this guy too. Again, they've used him as a kick returner or a punt returner at Alabama. He's like a Tyreek Hill type, but not for Cam Newton.
Right, not for Cam Newton. Right. All these guys make sense to me if you're bringing in Garoppolo. Boy, I would love, and I said yesterday, can you pair me Devontae Smith and Jimmy Garoppolo? Devontae Smith in the first, Garoppolo for your second? Boom. Well, I'll take Waddle, too. And we haven't, the Felgram has big board has not gotten to receivers yet. And so I've kind of glossed it, but I like the profile of most of these guys that are supposed to go up high. So this is all a long way of saying, if Bill wants to haul off and take Devontae Smith or Jalen Waddle or even just Jamar Chase, now he's much heavier at 208, but he's only 6 feet. And it just feels, you know, Chase, reading from our trusty draft guides.
Here we go.
Chase has some of the softest mitts around.
Soft mitts.
Soft mitts. I love soft mitts.
Does he get swivel hips?
Soft mitts. Give me someone with soft mitts.
Yeah.
Versus he'll go win a jump ball. The guy that can go win a jump ball can go F himself. That's N'Keal Harry.
Yeah, all I'm telling
you. The big, raw, outside receiver who doesn't have polished route running but is just a pure athlete and can go get it because of his size and speed. I have no use for that guy.
Yeah, if you're going to use a first-round pick, as the Patriots now, on a receiver, you might as well just take it and light it on fire. Or trade up and get something else because they suck at it. In the last 2 years, you couldn't swing a dead cat without hitting a good receiver, and the Patriots managed to do it.
So the Jamar Chase, his weaknesses, is a good athlete, but his quickness in and out of breaks isn't something to hang his hat on. So I hate that. No. I want three cone drill. I want coming out of the break as quickly as going in.
And see, that's the guy they'll take, and he'll suck.
Jamar Chase, he struggles to consistently create separation with explosiveness. He relies on winning with physicality for a lot of his success. Okay, forget Jamar Chase. Take him off the board. He's off the board! Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle, I like the sound of these guys. I do. If Bill wants to take one of these guys, I'm okay.
You like the kid from Purdue, too.
So that guy, too. What's his name? Rondell Moore?
Rondell Moore.
Oh.
What round's he projected in?
Second, late first, second, 5'9".
He's missed a lot of time.
5'9".
Missed a lot of time the last couple
of years.
Get
into the second or third, maybe we can talk.
Okay, so
first round, no.
But when you say Troy Brown was an 8th-round pick, which he was, so what? I'd take him in the first round. I love that guy.
That's not the point. The point is that you can find the player later.
I drafted Brady in the 6th round, but if the draft came around this year, I'd take him first overall.
Like okay, then why pick in the first 5 rounds at all?
Huh?
Nothing. If you say Brady came in the 6th, sorry, different argument. Look, here's what I'll tell you. You can find slot receivers later.
Am I an idiot to want Bill to take one of these receivers up high? Because I kind of do.
Yep, you're dumb.
Is Cam Newton the starting quarterback? Then yes. Yeah.
Okay, so no. Let me back up. If it's to pair with Garoppolo, I like it.
Yeah, same here.
So you're still an idiot.
Yeah, I'm not as harsh as Matt's because there are some can't-miss guys up there. And if it is Garoppolo, I'm with you. I was with you on this yesterday.
Mike.
But if it's to get, quote-unquote, get Cam more weapons, get out of my face. No.
Mike, I should have been harder on the N'Keal Harry pick when it happened. But we're so in this mode of the instant draft analysis is so freaking useless. It's as useless as the pre-draft analysis.
Well, he was a big board hit, too. We couldn't crap on it.
But it's also, this is why we mock the process with our big board. Because these magazines and the write-ups, it's such garbage. You don't know until 2 years. So I should have read N'Keal Harry's scouting report, the boundary receiver that wins jump balls and not refined as a route runner, and said, no. Give me the littler guy who's more quick than fast, who's a route runner, hands, feet, ability to run sideways versus a straight line. Give me those guys. And N'Keal Harry is so not that. I should have recognized it at the time.
Okay, so we hit N'Keal Harry on the board, right?
We did.
Do we remember when we read his bio? Do we remember what we said?
Well, I'm sure we can easily find that.
We should find that. But that aside, because let me tell you, okay, it's very simple. You're making it more complicated than it is. Bill Belichick plus wide receiver in first round equals suck. Okay? He sucks at it. So why anyone would want to, let alone with the fact that you don't have a quarterback. That aside, even if they had a quarterback, I would say don't take a receiver in the first round because you'll find the one that sucks.
Yes, Jimmy?
Well, we don't need to read the magazine's scouting report. We have an actual NFL talent evaluator before the draft. Telling us.
I've never heard this before. What do you have?
N'Keal Harry's.
I'm curious. What's
the best cut we have at the station?
He can run a vertical route. He can run a comeback. And he may be able to run a post. That's Metcalf. Metcalf's a three route runner. Now, all you fantasy players at home, if you like that, if you got those three routes in your offense, God bless you, take them.
I do.
But you're going to have to run some option routes. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to run some in cuts. You're going to have to run some snags. You got to run a tree to be a really good receiver. To me, the kid, Keneal Harry.
Keneal Harry, yeah.
Now, to me, that's a legitimate receiver.
Right.
That guy can play anywhere on the field. He can play F inside. Yeah. He can play X outside. He can go inside the catch. And when the ball's in his hands, he's a beast.
Oh,
he's a freaking beast.
Really?
He can go get it. Now, everybody has him going late one, early two. Okay, great. You take Metcalf before him, you're an idiot. You're an idiot.
It's the best.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. He can run a snag. He can run the tree.
He can't run any routes.
No, no. He can play the F and the U.
Yeah.
As far as I'm
he
concerned.
He can get F'd.
No, that was that. And again, that's Michael Lombardi who's reflecting the way the Patriots think.
Oh, yeah, Keneal Harry, yeah. That's a legitimate receiver.
They thought that guy could play.
Right. That guy can play anywhere on the field. He can play F inside.
He can't play anywhere.
F, that's your grade for scout for draft analysis.
I'm taking the cheese on these Alabama kids, on this Rondell Moore.
You're an idiot.
I'm sorry, Mike. I am. I'm taking the cheese. But
you're an idiot.
But back to the original point, Murray. Only if it's paired with a real quarterback.
Yeah.
If you're still sitting here with Cam Newton and some rookie third-round pick who's not going to play and your wanker in your hand, no, I don't need the receiver. You might as well just load up on defense, Bill, and try and win 17-14 because that's your only shot. You know, these guys, Devontae Smith, Jaylen Waddle, these guys would be wasted with Cam Newton. Waste. What a waste of talent for those kids. Poor kids if they get drafted into the Cam Newton world. But if you want to build around Jimmy Garoppolo, and that's the idea, go ahead and get me one of these guys.
The kid, Keneal Harry?
Just don't do that again.
Do you think all these kids, like we look at the quarterbacks and we say they're all not going to be good, right? Do you think the receivers are all going to be good?
No, of course not.
Okay, the Patriots will pick the one who sucks.
Right. Your thoughts right after this. Don't go anywhere.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art top tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Felger and Mass, number one, because they know how to build winning relationships.
Ooh, isn't the show so great when you're not there, Felger? Yeah, I got a ton of those. I sent those.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
For everything we assumed about Bill Belichick, we really don't know anything, right? Like, they went on a wild spending spree in free agency, and that's never the Patriots' way at all. So everyone says, you know, Belichick won't mortgage the future to trade up. Are we sure? Like, Dave Ziegler, who took over for Nick Cassero as a de facto GM, has, I think, brought a little bit of a more open-mindedness, I would say, to New England. They're considering a lot of things. So could they trade up to 11? Could the Patriots trade up for a quarterback and have Dave Gettleman for the first time in his life trade out? All of that is possible.
So, Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, and here's the Rich Eisen podcast talking about, well, confirming the reports from yesterday that the Pats are calling around inside the top 10, for whatever that's worth to you. Burt Breer, furthermore, in his mock draft today on SI.com, basically said the Patriots and Panthers have discussed the parameters of a trade that would allow them to move up to 8. So this thing continues to be bantied about. I'm dubious. I don't feel it's going to happen. I don't feel that's in their nature to do. But I'm happy to be surprised. If they want to get aggressive and trade up for Lance or Fields, I wouldn't object. I don't think it's going to happen. And it wouldn't be my first it wouldn't be my first choice of action. It wouldn't be my first course of action. My first course, as I said yesterday, I'd rather use a second-round pick on Jimmy Garoppolo and take a player at 15. Then use a second round pick to trade up. Don't get the 15th pick and get a rookie quarterback. So not my first course of action, but I won't howl at the moon if they want to trade up and target a quarterback and take a quarterback. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, I think it's highly unlikely. I'll tell you, though, like, you know, and I said early on, Mac Jones scares me for a lot of reasons. I don't think he's getting to them anyway. I really think it's going to be Lance or Fields. If either of those guys were to slip and be, you know, in that eight range, you could get one of those guys. I like Lance better, but I did hear some stuff about Fields in the last day, and this isn't watch stuff, okay? Apple Watch stuff.
Where'd you hear it?
Someone just pointed out some stuff. Yeah.
So you didn't hear it on TV?
No, someone I know, a friend of mine.
Pointed it out to you, huh?
Yeah, actually the guy who does my hair, who cuts my hair, my kid's hair, the barber. Anthony the barber.
Okay, good. At least you revealed your sources.
Okay, so Anthony the barber found some stuff on Fields that he like was recruited at Harvard, Duke, Stanford, I think.
Really?
And turned them down because he wanted a bigger football program. And so I hear that and I say, well, there's a kid with a brain.
Yeah.
Like, there's a kid with a brain.
Yeah.
And so, and I know he's tough based on what I saw in the game against, who was that against? Murray Clemson?
Clemson.
The Clemson game, yeah. Right? They lost to Alabama. I just get them mixed up. And so it was the Clemson game. And so I think, okay, well, you know what? There's some intangibles there. Maybe I misread this kid. Who the hell knows? I don't know if he can play or not. If he can't throw a short pass accurately, I don't care if he can split the atom or not. It's really not going to make a difference. So, but I do like that profile. I like the idea of someone that has a, you know, an Intel chip for a brain or part of his brain.
No, that's a good thing. Yeah.
So, okay, that means something to me. I mean, and if that's what they're eyeing, like, you might be able to sell me on that.
Talk about an easy gig, Murray. Maz's barber.
Yeah, right.
It's like in and out.
Oh, yeah, that takes literally seconds.
They charge.
Oh, yeah. No.
Done.
I mean, honestly, I don't even need him anymore. I just do it myself.
Back to your phone.
But my kids like going home.
Ryan in Atlanta. Go ahead, Ryan. What do you got?
Hey, guys. I was calling about how Matt Patricia, he's just back really to kind of kiss up to Bill. Because wasn't there a staff member who misspoke and said if we had drafted better, we wouldn't be in this position? And then months later, Kraft kind of said the same exact thing. I think Bill lost his coaching staff just a little bit, all the way to the scouts, McDaniels, and Kraft. Okay. So you need somebody to kind of back him up.
Thank you for the call, Ryan, except I got every other word of that. Do you have, what did he say?
So he basically said that Bill brought in Patricia because he needed someone who was in his camp, you know, within the football.
Yes, operate. Okay. So I mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, unrelated to the Kraft part of it, but in the football operation, that because of, you know, the way the scouts responded and everything else, that, you know, people looked at him and said, I don't want to work for this guy anymore. I bring up what we need to do with the draft. He ignores it and picks who he wants. And so maybe he's lost some trust to the people in his football operation, and Patricia's a way to mitigate that.
Or something like that. Or Kraft is going to give this Ziegler or Josh McDaniels or someone like that a little more yank, a little more say, and Bill needs one of his guys at his side.
Got to even up the sides a little.
Exactly. And so, you know, I wonder about that. But the real reason he's here is because he's cheap. Someone else is paying his salary. And so Bill is just figuring out something for him to do, help out a little bit, and pump him back up because he's also his buddy. So it's just back to this nepotism, bobo, sycophant, you know, thing down there that I do not think has done well for them.
I'll tell you, it really is irritating when you look at it that way. And I say look at it that way. I don't know if there's another way to look at it. All their number one criteria, maybe, or top criteria among them, is a guy that they don't have to pay for whatever reason. Whether it's a guy who'll be indebted to Bill because, oh, you know, you get to absorb the knowledge from Bill, which, again, if you're a young guy, has some value. Or some, you know, fat slob on defense who sucked as the head coach of Detroit and is cashing in millions can come back and work for nothing. But that's it. That is, it's annoying. And I've always hated this part of Bill's operation. Why don't you bring in guys on your staff that can actually challenge the way you think?
Because they'll challenge the way you think.
Exactly. Right. Oh, that's so annoying.
Billy and Taunton. Hi, Billy.
Hey, guys. I just find it kind of sickening how you just talk about wide receivers all day when the position you need to have to even sniff a chance at a Super Bowl is a quarterback position. Because one of the Bills or the Houston Texans become relevant is when Allen started to become good, when the Texans got Deshaun Watson.
Understood.
And I think And I think it's like, I don't know, you guys open up the smoke shop or something. They're all talking about like wide receivers and I don't even know, even defense. Like, what's the Washington Redskins done? They got like the best defensive guy in a while, and they're not really going anywhere until the quarterback starts playing good.
Billy,
so
you on the bike or something? What are you doing? You climbing a mountain? You're out of breath.
It's be a smoke shop.
Oh no, I was running on the treadmill. Sorry.
I thought he was exasperated with the Patriots quarterback situation.
No, have a good workout, Billy. Thank you. You know, but he says we're opening up a smoke shop talking about receivers. I Billy, listen, it's about receiver first round, Garoppolo for the second. Like that sort of pairing, it's that tickled my fancy yesterday when I thought of the Devontae Smith thing. And it's doing the same thing with Waddle. Like, it's the same principle. Like, that interests me. That, to me, says you've got a plan. And you're going to, you know, Garoppolo is one of those quarterbacks I think needs a good players around him. I'm pretty big on, and you've heard me talk about this a lot, especially when, you know, Murray and his ilk complained about what's around Brady. You know, when you're the elite, elite, elite guy, the Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady guy, you don't need to be surrounded by elite talent. You elevate those around you. That's part of that job, I think. And I think Aaron Rodgers actually does a good job of that. Brady less so here the last couple of years. Brady used to do a great job of it.
He still went 12-4 with all that garbage that last year.
Well, it's not about his record. It's about him. And he didn't really elevate the players around him. They had a good record. But he did it for the balance of Brady did it for the balance of his career, for sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, and Rodgers still does it to this day. Garoppolo's not that guy. You know, Garoppolo needs good players around him. I'm not, you know, I like Garoppolo. I want him here. I think he'll win here. But he doesn't reach that level of he's going to elevate everyone else around him. He's got to be surrounded. So I don't have a problem with them going to get a receiver for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, but don't they have enough talent on offense to succeed with Garoppolo as is?
Yeah. I mean,
see, I look at the receiver.
They could use another wide receiver.
I don't know. I mean, they don't have a game breaker. And when I say game breaker, again, I'm not looking at Randy Moss top off the defense thing. But I don't know. Is Kendrick Bourne or Aguilar particularly fast? Are they known for their wheels?
Well, Aguilar had, what, more yards per catch, I think, or was among the league leaders in that, right?
But that doesn't connote speed.
Well, but I think he has speed.
Okay.
Not like Waddle, if they were to end up drafting this.
I mean, so you got tight ends, you got running backs, you got a couple of outside receivers. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe they are known for their speed. I don't think they are. These guys are known for their speed. I don't know. I just like the thought of giving Garoppolo a guy. I do. I like it.
I'm not taking a receiver in the first round with Belichick's history. I'm not doing it. Again, and if they do, I hope the guy sucks.
Okay, what about tight end? That's just a spiteful take right there, man.
It is
just spite.
I agree. In fact, I kind of hope right now they don't take a quarterback and their quarterback sucks. That's how I feel.
How about a tight end? Don't tell me we're going to be drafting more tight ends after what happened last year and all that you spent. But either way, it's a position, and it's going on the Felger and Maz big board. We're chucking markers right after Murray's update. Don't go anywhere.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222 and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Felger and Maz.
I'm not even going to look it up because I'd rather just deliver that to you.
Facts be damned.
Yep.
Make the shirts.
Yep.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
And it's the return of the Felger and Maz Big Board. Our Big Board and exclusive draft coverage is brought to you by the Peterson School. Drafting the hardest working people in the trades in Woburn, Westwood, and now Worcester. Classes enrolling now at petersonschool.com. And for more in-depth analysis, breaking news, and mock drafts, go to 985thesportshub.com/draft. Our guys Matt Doloff, Alex Barth, and Ty Anderson have it covered all through the NFL draft, which is fast approaching. And again, there's these great little video Vignettes? What am I trying to say?
Summations? Synopsis is the
synopsis.
Word you're looking for.
Jeez, Felger.
Your synapse is a little gaps in your neural system.
No, I knew it, right? What is the word again?
Synopsis.
Synopsis.
Plural would be synopses.
The synopses. Tremendous job by Doloff, Barth. These guys, Jim Louth, put those together. Those are on our socials and on the website, so we can catch up on the big board through those videos. Also want to thank Kelly Anderson, our promotions director, for putting together an official, you know, professional-looking big board with all of the selections so far, you know, better than my usual hackery, my, you know, dime store cut and pasting. She actually did it right. So we'll take a picture of this and blast out everyone that's on the big board to this point.
It's a beauty.
Okay? So we've got, we're counting now. We've only got three positions left. We've got
correct.
Tight ends today, receivers tomorrow, which I'm suddenly horny for. And then, of course, quarterbacks on Thursday.
Yep, money okay. positions.
So these,
except for these clowns.
I don't think tight ends really, it better not be in the cards.
God, I hope not.
I mean, you draft two last year, can't play. You pay through the nose for the two best in free agency this year. Like, please, give us a break with the tight end thing already. But knowing Bill, he'll draft like three of them, right? So let's put some on the board. I've opened up to the secondary pages because I don't want any, you know, chance of you hitting pits. Because that would just be a waste, right?
Completely.
Okay, here we go. Page two of the Athlon. Murray, go ahead. Don't hit me or the equipment. Usual thing. Go ahead.
Here we go. Fastball. Ooh, good throw, Murray. Right above the red line on the right side.
I got it.
All right, just making sure.
Brevin Jordan.
Brevin!
Of the University of Miami. Okay, put him on the board.
Bill was down there for the pro day.
Okay, that's right. He sure was. Brevin Jordan.
That's okay, all Mass. About the U.
Okay, it was a good throw, Murray.
Go ahead, Mass. No glasses today. Another good throw.
I hit the pitcher.
You hit the pitcher. Okay. Well, that is Tony Poljan. Tony Poljan.
Spell it.
P-O-L-J-A-N.
Poljan.
Poljan.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
No, no. It was a good throw. You guys are getting better at throwing these things.
I said it like I knew it, though.
Where day one, Maz takes out a TV monitor.
It's been fixed, by the way.
I tell you, no, they replaced it. But since then, you guys have been on the money. I got to tell you. All right, last throw, Murray. Go ahead.
Okay, Murray, here you go, pal. Drill it hard. Yeah. Oh, nice throw.
That hit the
bottom right, same spot as last time. One of those two.
Murray nailed it. Good throw.
It's a green, like, 12.
I got it. I'm giving it to you. Right, Nick right. Eubanks.
No relation to Bob?
Nick Eubanks, University of Michigan. Put him on the board. May I speak for a second?
Okay, there you go. Bob. Most people wouldn't get the Bob Eubanks reference. If they draft a tight end at any point in this draft, Belichick should be shot.
I think that's a little strong.
Yeah, a little harsh.
That's hypothetical. Yeah, I mean, that's hyperbole, rather.
Okay. Here are the players on the board.
With a camera.
We'll go in order of their ranking, not of how you threw them, because Tony Poljan is a fourth-ranked tight end.
No shot.
According to Lindy's. So I hope they're not taking a tight end that high. He's projected in the fourth round, though, so maybe it's a week. You have to get past Pitts. Apparently, there's not a lot of good tight ends. Anyway, strengths.
How big is he?
6'7", 265.
Ooh, good size guy.
Yep.
6'7". Wow.
6'7".
I like loose. It.
He shows steady acceleration off the ball, quickly reaching the second level and providing a massive target, I'd say. He collects the ball cleanly, exhibits soft, reliable hands.
Collects it cleanly from who? The equipment guys?
And uses his length to snatch the ball away from his frame. Okay, so all the stuff related to his height. Guess what his weakness is?
Jumping.
Speed.
His weakness. His height can get him in trouble.
How?
Well, his height can get him in trouble.
Big tree fall hard.
When he allows his pad level to drop while blocking. His length allows him to catch blockers. Most cannot. However, and he should improve with greater strength and reps.
Wait a minute.
That's a poppycock.
His height works against him when his pad level gets too low?
Yeah.
This guy must get down like a ton of bricks. Seriously.
Like what? He folds? People fold him or what? When he gets low?
I don't know. Okay, now here's the Brevin Jordan guy. Now is there an actual write up on him?
Where'd he go?
So no. Because
there's
he's
just
not,
nothing on him.
No, so it's like usually these guys are ranked. Like the rankings there in Lindy's is Kyle Pitts is number one at the tight end position. Pat Freiermuth of Penn State's number two. Kerry Angeline's number three. This Pulsion guy's number four. And then this Brevin Jordan isn't even listed. He's in a get-to-know box in the last page.
That's probably not good.
Okay, but he's projected in the third round, so I don't know why he's not in the regular. But whatever! Brevin Jordan. Jordan brought it in December. His regular season finale performance against North Carolina was dominant. 6 receptions, 140 yards, 76-yard TD. But the bowl game versus Oklahoma State shows the complete player in a 2-TD effort. And that bowl game, you'll be happy to know, is the 2020 Cheez-It Bowl.
Oh, I remember. And they poured all the Cheez-Its over the coach, too, at the end. It was great.
Okay, so put this guy on the board.
Yeah.
Hey, anyone who excels in the Cheez-It Bowl can play for me.
Patricia's going to love him.
He had 8 for 96 and 2 touchdowns in the Cheez-It.
In the Cheez-It Bowl. That sounds like a BC special
there,
man.
Totally, yeah. And they probably lost it.
Yeah, the Acme Weed Whacker Bowl. That BC claim, you know, we're a bowl team, yeah.
This guy's listed at 6'3", 245.
Okay, so yeah, 6'3", 245. Third round, put him on the board.
Get no shot at
him. I don't have a complete write-up for you because he's not in the regular rankings. I don't get it. But again, anyone who crushes it in the Cheez-It Bowl can play for me.
Yeah, Bill's going to draft him, convert him to linebacker.
Here's Nick Eubanks. 6'5", 255 at the University of Michigan.
Ooh, he's good sized.
The traits are there as Eubanks is a wide-bodied, long-armed athlete.
Love it.
Octopus, who looks the part.
Like he's a 747.
He moves well for his size with enough suddenness and change of direction ability to be able to create separation and present a big target in the middle of the field. He has enough speed to threaten the seam.
Huh.
Okay, why is this guy ranked
13th? I was just going to ask that.
This guy who's ranked 13th in the Athlon thing. Okay, he flashes strong hands and has a big catch radius. Sounds perfect. What's his problem? Weak points. He too often lets the ball get into his frame.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
He'll lose a lot of contested catch situations at the NFL level.
So he's got the drops and he's not tough.
Frying pans for hands.
And he also often goes down on the first contact after the catch.
Oh, that blows for a guy that size.
For a big, solidly built tight end, he doesn't bring much at the point of attack in the run game.
I should have written these.
He will struggle to hold up in line. He projects in the 6th, 7th round.
Nick, he's right up their alley.
Put him on the board.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect. 6th or 7th round, which means maybe even undrafted. Bring him in. He got something to work with. He's a lump of clay for Belichick. Maybe you get something out of there because I fear two guys last year sucked.
Okay, we are counting down to the draft. We're counting down, hopefully, to the home stretch of the Jimmy Garoppolo discussion. Is he headed out of San Francisco in the next 2 days, and is he headed to New England? That's the lead story today. And also, we've hit on the receivers for the Patriots up high in the draft. Another prominent mock draft has the Patriots taken a receiver. This time, Jalen Waddle out of Alabama. That was from Chris Sims. Chris Sims had another pick that he gave in his mock draft that is a jumping off point for a whole nother discussion. I want to get to that in our long commercial free segment next.
Boston's home for sports.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an offseason.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lane, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with 2 full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Felger and Mass.
Just a non-stop whirlpool of kerfuffle.
Kicking a hornet's nest every single day.
You gotta listen to believe it. 98.5
the Sports Hub.
I'm going Bucks take Justin Fields at 32. Bucks got everything.
They do.
They got. There's no need on their football team. And I just, again, I didn't, like, go into this with a preconceived notion of, like, I'm going to leave Justin Fields for 32.
Yeah.
I didn't do that. You know how I do this. I want to be right. I tried to use logic. You know, I know it's not my big board, but I went for, wait, this team needs these kind of players or this GM likes it. So I went that way. Mm-hmm. And as I tried to do it fair, yeah, I mean, you heard. We organically talked about the teams that we thought maybe could be in it. I don't know. But I just... as you could tell, I could see this happening. And if he's there, they're going to take him because they're going to go, great, this is perfect for you. Learn from Tom Brady, you know, get some of the polish. Brady will be able to teach him some of the mechanical stuff. And then, oh, Brady wants to retire. Great, we got our guy. And he could take off.
If that is the end of the night, that'll be the greatest draft show, 3 hour, 4 hour, however long it goes.
If that happens,
that we've ever had.
If it happens at the end of the night, I'm dropping the mic and I'm not coming into work the next day.
Again, Chris Sims. Forget about the piece of Justin Fields dropping to 32. Maybe he's wrong about that. I don't know. That doesn't feel like that's gonna happen. So just leave that piece out. The Buccaneers drafting a quarterback at 32. That's what I want to focus on.
Oh, God.
It's
almost like they got a plan.
Talk about completing the circle, completing the poo-poo platter of things that you should have done and didn't, but the Buccaneers have. Pay Brady, invest in Brady, surround Brady, give him some say in the operation and some feeling of, ownership in the program, and then draft the next guy, win a championship with him, and win the next guy. Everything, and again, I'm just sort of playing this up a little bit because I don't think you should have done some of these things, but, you know, I'll just play both sides of the street here. Talk about doing everything that you could have and should have done for Tom Brady. The Buccaneers are going to do, especially this last piece if this happens. The Buccaneers at 32 should absolutely, positively draft a quarterback. It is their number one need. And if they're smart, that's what they do. Draft the next guy while you have the guy, which is what you should have done, which is what you did originally, and then that blew up, and then you decided not to do it again for some ungodly reason. And it's the number one biggest second guess I have for you as an organization. I think it's your number one failing right now. Your number one failing is that after you lost Garoppolo, you didn't reinvest at that position. This is why you are sitting here now praying for the injury-prone Jimmy Garoppolo. But talk about the Buccaneers completing the circle of doing everything that you should have done with Tom Brady.
Oh, gosh. I think I said this to you yesterday in the email exchange. That if this were to happen, you stole it, frankly. You stole the take.
I may have. I can't remember where I got it, but maybe that's it then.
Okay, so I put it in the email exchange yesterday.
I knew I got it from somewhere.
Yeah, there you go. That's all right. It's par for the course. It happens all the time. As long as it gets out on the airwaves, that's all we're right, really focused on. So this part of it is, to me, would be talk about the biggest kick in the ass going. Like, if it happens that way, that you drag your feet, and let's say, independent of whether it's Fields, let's say they take a quarterback 32 and you haven't taken one yet, and then their guy's good and your guy sucks still. So Tampa Bay, you will be a step behind the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay, this take I did not steal because, Maz, when we came on the air in 2009, I think we started talking about Brady and decline and they should draft the next guy. Like, I'm a big believer in this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
so,
for sure.
Like, this is a core thing of mine. And I just, again, I saw it with my team, and now they've done it twice with Jordan Love. I think it's the best thing they've done. I told you last year when they drafted Jordan Love, I said this, my faith has been restored in the Packers organization making that pick. And I think any team that doesn't do it doesn't get it. And I'm still blown away that you're one of them, that you're one of them. After watching what the Packers did with their quarterbacks and what the Niners did with Steve Young, and just that, to be stuck here 2 years later, waiting for something to fall into your lap is just unconscionable versus investing at the position when you know your guy's on borrowed time and developing the next guy. Like, that's the way to do it.
I mean, think of that. That Tampa Bay will have signed him away from you, won a Super Bowl, and still be better positioned for the future.
Yep.
Oh, they should absolutely draft the next guy.
I mean, that is a trifecta.
And not that it should matter at this point either, but I would have to think at this point in his career and his age, Brady wouldn't even really care. Like when he was 37, they take a guy that's, oh, this is the guy that's going to replace me. I know I got another 6-7 years at least ahead of me. What's he got left? A couple, maybe.
So let me tell you, I some of these other teams I look at, I say, you know, Pittsburgh Steelers, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
That they even brought him back is ridiculous.
I mean, but if you're going to bring him back, have the next guy ready to go. Invest in the position. Have the next guy ready to go. And, you know, so like, you know, there's others if I thought about it, you know, New Orleans, do they have that? Maybe they did a little better job between Hill and, you know, Jameis Winston. I don't know. But I don't consider it a wasted draft pick. That position's too important. And I think you give yourself such a better chance of success if you've got him in your system, in your playbook, you know, especially if the coaching's established, like Pittsburgh or here or Green Bay or, you know, a stable organization where the older guy moves on and you know, the coach is still going to be there, the program's still going to be there. Get that guy in a year or two early. Bill had it right all those years ago, and then that thing blew up in his face, and why they didn't reinvest to me is just... What a missed opportunity.
Oh, ridiculous. I mean, again, ridiculous is why they're in the spot that they're in. And again, to add insult to injury, if Tampa Bay goes the route that you're talking about, they'll have passed you in that.
Yep.
In the rebuild.
Yep.
Like, they will have lined up the next guy before you did.
They will have done the better thing with Tom Brady in the here and now and the next chapter. Both. They would have done a better job with more foresight and planning and just a more intelligent approach than you on both fronts in the here and now and the future. How does that taste? The Buccaneers.
I mean, it's like what happened to the Celtics with the Brooklyn Nets, for crying out loud, that, you know, you fleece them in a trade and they're still in front of you as far as a championship goes. Like the whole thing.
That's Buzzard's luck. This isn't luck. You mismanaged the position, and if Tampa Bay goes quarterback, they will have nailed it. There's nothing lucky about that. I think the Brooklyn thing's a little, you know, who the hell could have predicted these players would want to go to the effing Nets? But the quarterback thing, you can get out ahead of if you wanted to. They didn't want to for some reason. It's just still mind-boggling to me.
S-T-E-W-P-I-D. Stupid.
So it turns out, but Bill did know. I mean, so he don't tell me like he didn't know about this because he drafted Garoppolo in 2014, so he planned for this. And Brady outlived it, and he couldn't see it to its completion. So but how they didn't then go back in, you know, after that thing blew up to me is again beyond me. But it did start with Garoppolo. So Belichick did have a clue at one point, and now is it about to come first full circle again? The final run up to Jimmy Garoppolo's return to New England, is that upon us? We'll reset that story after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials here.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range. State-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.